ass little and you can't pee. All right, here it goes. Grab your glass and get your seat, and I'll tell you about Big Ass Lil and Yukon Pete. Now, Lil was the village queen, the fuckingest whore you'd ever seen. While some girls fucked with grace and ease, Lil blew dick like the summer breeze. But when she fucked for keeps. She piled her victims up in heaps. There was a rumor around that town that no man could put Lil's ass down. But way up north, where Twin Rivers meet, lived a one bald half breed named Yukon Pete. Pete was a dirty, motherless soul who fucked bears, sheep, and woodchuck holes. He got a whip of big ass Lil and packed his rubbers and came down the hill. He strode into town on size 32 feet. Dragging 16 yards of that red hot meat. Well, the scene was set at Windy Mill by the brick shithouse high on the hill. All the ladies came for a ringside seat just to watch that half-breed sink his meat. Well, they fucked and they fucked and they fucked for hours, uprooting trees, shrubs, and flowers. Lil did front flips, back flips, stunts, all unknown to most common cuts. But Pete caught on to every trick and kept on pumping in more dick. And Lil gave Pete a whorehouse squeeze that dropped that half-breed to his knees. But Pete came back with a Yukon grunt that popped out her eyes and split her cunt. Inside, boys, I've been fucked. Cut one more and die. When they asked that half-breed of his amazing feat, he just said, boys, I'm going back to the Yukon and beat.